Second Amendment. Ooh, he always played it cool, but daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when daddy looked at me.
Hi everyone, this is Leonie.
And this is Ian.
And you're listening to Cowboy Cat with special guest Ian, whose show...
My show is Doopy Time. I bring you the dope on dope and the doopies every Friday at 2 a.m.
Yeah. For this special edition of the WMFO show, we have a little Texas theme, but we don't know why...
Neither of us are from Texas.
Ian's from Ohio.
I am.
And I'm from New York. So very far from Texas, but you know, Texan music.
Yeah, I actually have family in Texas. I just remembered. My cousins live in Houston. And my one cousin's actually she's a real estate agent there. Isn't that so interesting?
There's a real estate boom in Texas right now. A lot of people are moving there from the East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's more affordable. I have cousins in Dallas. But just as a reminder, you're listening to this at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So true. So true. So real.
That's what we're listening to. Something special about Texas is you got a lot of different flavors of music. You got, you know, your stereotypical country, you know, sandy cheeks vibes type of music. You got H-Town, Houston.
Yeah, Chopped and Screwed.
You got Tejano music. You got some, like, you know, whatever comes out of Austin, like indie vibes.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to show a sampling tonight.
Today. Yeah, cover them all.
Covering them all. This next song is by Beyoncé's sister. Of course, you need. I didn't even have to tell you that song was Beyoncé's Daddy Lessons. But this next song is by her sister.
Solange. Arguably the two most famous exports from Texas.
Arguably, yeah. And this song is called Stay Flow.
Love it.
Hello. 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 Hello.
So that was Solange.
Stay Flow off of When I Get Home. Such a good song. Me and Leonie were talking off the air about parental figures who don't know our sexualities. My parents know that I'm gay, but my grandparents don't. And I was actually visiting them on spring break the other day. And my grandfather notices my septum piercing, and he's like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, you know, just something I got. And then he was like, oh, did you tell your parents about it? And I was like, no, I didn't tell them about it when I got it. And then he said something along the lines of, like, all we need now is a chain to, like, hook onto your nose so your girlfriend can drag you around. And I was like, oh, haha, yeah. And so I look over at my sister, and she's looking at me with the biggest, like, danger eyes. Like, I don't even think the implication of my grandfather, like, knowing, like, not knowing my sexuality, I don't think that's the worst part of it for me. It's the fact that, like, it's, like, the BDSM undertones that he's seemingly implying there. Like, I don't know what he... Like, this raises a lot of questions for me regarding my grandparents. Questions that I don't think I need the answers to, you know?
Because, like, why is that his first, like... Oh, like a chain to drag
like
you
a,
around.
Like a dog. Like, is that... That's basically what he's saying. Like, he... Not okay. Also,
or a farm animal like a cow, like not, cows have those nose rings. Cows have nose rings.
Not only did he assume that I was straight, and not only did he assume I would be into that, but he also, I guess, just assumed that I was a sub.
I mean,
what do you mean? I mean.
Anyways,
I'm gonna take a sip.
That's kind of ASMR.
I just like start like tapping the mic or like. What are some noises we can do that are very ASMR like?
I did an ASMR podcast for TFL. It's on Spotify.
Oh, shit. Wait. What's it called? Plug it right now. Plug it for the listeners.
It's the TFL Juice podcast. I collaborated on it with Kira and MJ, and I forget what we titled it, but it's something like ramen something. It's the last episode of the season.
Did you know I actually got name dropped in a TFL podcast?
Really? By who?
I don't know, but apparently, you know Lucy Millman?
I do know.
She was talking to me, and she was like, some people from TFL were talking about you, because they're like, oh yeah, we saw this person who was wearing a swan dress at a crafts house party one night, and that was me, because I went as Bjork in her swan dress for Halloween, and they're like, I wish I like knew who that was, and then Lucy was like, it's Ian. Isn't that crazy? I didn't know. Like, is that my reputation?
I guess. I wonder if that was on my show. What if it was?
Wait, I'll have to ask Lucy about it.
I don't think it was, but I'm kind of self-centered and want it to be.
Yeah. That is a good question. I'll have to ask Lucy about it. Yeah.
I talk about Crafts House a lot.
On your show or just in general?
Just in general. Well, like, in a lot of my content that I create, because I feel like Crafts House is such a cultural fixture of certain communities at Tufts.
It really is. Like, damn. I wish, I don't know. It's interesting now, because, like, they won't do it. Like, they aren't throwing anymore, you know?
Yeah. I wonder why.
I think, I don't know. I actually know some people who live there, and I don't think they're like open to the idea of hosting anymore, which is sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And I doubt they'll throw at Arts House.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Apple Jam has played, we've done shows at both Arts House and Crafts House, mm-hmm. and we can't go there anymore because the people who live there don't like us playing shows in their house.
Was that like a discussion because of things that happened, or like was it like one person agreed and didn't get all the consent?
I don't really know, to be honest. I just know that we tried to have more shows there, and we can't, so we're looking at other places. Actually, this is a good time for me to plug that Apple Jam is having a show in Crane Room, actually right below us, on April 2nd. I believe Dark Thoughts, which is a band from off campus, and then Fossil and Salt Hog will be playing.
Get Finn the band. I love Finn the band.
I will let them know. I'm not on the I don't know how they select the bands to play at shows, but I will let them know.
I actually never listen to Finn the band's music. I just have a crush.
Yeah?
And I'm admitting it on air because they're not listening.
Is it the bassist?
Yeah.
I think I saw that side chat post. It was you.
It was me. Ugh. I'm still open about it.
I love
seniors, so like.
Yeah. Hey, Finn the band, if you're listening right now, I just think you're so hot. I actually didn't see all of their set, because like I came for the Battle of the Bands and I came halfway through their set, but it was good from what I heard.
Yeah.
And the bassist is hot, according to you.
The bassist is a cool one, makes yeah. great smoothies at Kindle.
He works at Kindle then?
Anyways, this is too much.
Shall we play our next song?
Yeah. Especially after that. So the next song I have queued up is Mariella Krungbin from the Texas Moon EP with Leon Bridges. Here. Thank you.
Hair pitch black like the midnight sky. Eyes like a jungle, you're something wild. Her sweet melody sings wherever I go. Running through my mind, singing this role. Country town, down in Texas. I'll keep it here for you. Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen, Mary, can we go together? Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Selena, or Selena, depending on your pronunciation.
Depending on what part of the world you come from.
Bitty bitty bum bum.
She was so real for that.
She was. Feeling very Puerto Rican right now. I'm referencing a TikTok. She's Mexican.
Borica in the house.
What do they think? She's Puerto Rican.
I always think about that. Every time someone is like, do you remember that one TikTok? I always think about one specific TikTok. Do you remember that one guy who was like this white straight man who like painted his nails and wore like pearl necklaces, and people were like, I think like people were like rightfully calling him out for his style. I don't really know why, but then he was like, my inspirations for my like style pays homage to many queer icons such as Marsha P. Johnson.
Oh.
And I will never forget where I was on the day that I like heard about that, because the audacity of these straight white men to just say shit, to say crap.
They're very audacious.
Long, exasperated sigh.
Yeah, you should see my history class presentation.
Which history class?
History of the Middle East and North Africa, modern history. So, you know.
I can only imagine.
It's 12:30, so we have to do a little PSA.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We care about public service.
Mm-hmm. And we want to announce that.
Not because anyone's forcing us to. Love you, Doja Cat. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What
Go
do
on.
These things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flus. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talking to your doctor, or visit, talk to your doctor, or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
So real. You know, I think that was such a on-topic PSA, because there are so many pandemics, epidemics spreading through Tufts right now. Because obviously we have COVID, right? But we also have the lesser-known ones, like lice, chlamydia, short men. Just so many pandemics and sicknesses going around this campus, you know?
And it's a problem.
It's a problem, and it needs to be solved.
So,
I think Tufts should admit more tall people. I think they should ask for our heights when we apply. And then be like, you're a man and you're under 5'6"?
This is Latinophobia. I don't think you know what you're saying right now. That White House, that Smith.
That Smith is really jumping out right now. I'm being canceled live on air right now.
How tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'8". 5'9".
Okay, so who are you to talk?
I know. I'm not a man. What can I say?
But still.
You can turn my mic off now. I'm gonna leave.
Latinophobia
is so, it's another pandemic, and I'm contributing.
Self-hatred
is so real.
No, but this brings up a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Okay. Wait, I see where you're going with this.
Height and nutrition are linked. So.
There's science. It's biology.
We're not being nutritioned well enough to mm-hmm. be taller.
Yeah. Do you guys, do you know of any foods that would, like, make people taller? Like, other than, like, I don't know, maybe calcium? Or, that's not a food, but, like...
Your mother's milk.
Leonie.
What?
Let's not go there once again.
Specifically your mother...
Why does it always come back to my mother with you?
I wasn't speaking specifically about your mother.
No, because this is the second time you've mentioned my mother in the last hour.
Maybe if you didn't
in
share...
In a weird way.
What was the first time?
You know the first time.
Those were words you used.
No, but you used them. You took those words and you used them against me.
I used... The words you use to describe your mother against
that was not how I described my mother. That makes me look like a bad person. Those are how other people have described my mother, and you are also contributing to that.
But you agreed with it.
No, I did not. I never said that.
I never said I agreed or disagreed.
So why are...
I was talking about mothers in general.
Okay.
But since you want to think about your mom all the time. Maybe Freud was right.
Maybe Freud had made some points. I actually am writing an English essay right now, and I'm bringing up Freud in it.
Oh, you are an English major.
Yeah, this is a low point for me, actually. But I don't care because I think I'm going to get a good grade on it, so.
And look at that. They only care about capitalistic signifiers of merit.
Now,
of Apple Jam, you are.
Now, who do we have to blame for that? Let's think about that. Probably the society that raised me, the school, and the parents specifically.
I'm sorry, you are from Ohio.
Thank you. You're actually the first person to tell me that in a while. Most people just point and laugh at me.
I think that's inappropriate.
You know...
Would you rather them point and laugh at you?
No, I didn't ask to be born in Ohio. I didn't ask to be from Ohio.
There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
There really isn't, but the fact that people think there is...
That's sad. The stigma.
We teach Ohioans to shrink themselves.
And that's why.
We tell them you can have ambition, but not too much. You know.
Is that a segue?
Is it? Are we segueing?
Is that like a really good segue?
It is. Oh my god, wait, it is. Texas theme. Let's hear it.
On that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm Billy Ray like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. damn shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine. I'm
flawless. Wake up, flawless. Post up, flawless. Run around in it, flawless. Flossing on that, flawless. This diamond, flawless. My diamond, flawless. This rock, flawless. My rock, flawless. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight. Japanese and Indian, got Malaysian, got that Yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them beaches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Pro before, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream. Fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap. Playing with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phased blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on a grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. Want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
Rod, 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 rod.
Okay, I don't remember. Like, make it
don't
sound
even
fire.
Don't even think okay. That you're doing it.
And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it.
Big ass chain around my neck so these niggas know I'm rich. And I don't need shit but the dick. Big ass stack in this purse so these niggas know I'm working. I'm holding this Glock in my Birkin. Niggas got a whole that L trying to come for my pen. I'm really finna make another M. Now tell me how the fuck I'm in the wrong if I don't want the nigga and he still ain't fucking with the bitch. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga handle me. Say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch Garcia's bang, never finna buy shit. Sorry, hoes hate me cause I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis cause I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stalking my page, bitch probably want a scissor. Out in the mouth like I kissed her. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga handle me. Say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch Garcia's bang, never finna buy shit. Bad bitches running my pack, gang shit. Cartier Frank spot a bitch on some lame shit. Broke niggas all in my way, clear them. Chains ain't making no noise, ain't big enough. Wildin' on a boat on the island. When I throw it back, better make them throw the tile.
I got a nigga, but I don't need one. He fuck up, I'ma have my fun.
T-Cub, I can fit a bitch in my purse. Which one of y'all wanna go first? Spicy, ain't a bitch y'all built like me. I run shit, probably how I gotta deal with Nike.
Beefin',
you just mad we ain't speaking. And I'm the one that put the roof where you sleepin'. Phony, I don't need no new homies. I'm the reason all of my ops ain't homeless.
that was Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Megan's Piano.
So true. All right, are we going to do the segment now that we literally just came up with?
We just came up with a little segment because, you know, you advertise your radio show and hope that your good friends listen to it, but sometimes they don't, and they're listening to Spotify, and you could publicly see it, and it doesn't hurt your feelings.
Not at all.
Not at all. Like, definitely not, you know, bitter.
Anyway, so what we've decided to do is read out what you guys are listening to on, according to Leoni Spotify.
Habitual Love has a total different set of...
Yeah. How many people do you follow on Spotify, do you know?
Like 200.
Okay.
But that's including, like, music artists, but, yeah.
We probably have, like, roughly the same. We definitely have some overlap.
We do. So, shout out to Ryan, who actually was on the show before and knows what time slot we have.
What is he listening to?
Rose in Harlem by Teyana Taylor.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Taste. Teyana Taylor. Love her.
Now, someone from my high school is listening to I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Moving on.
Oh. Fatima is listening to... I wouldn't expect Fatima to indulge me in any of my projects. Like... But they're listening to Fred Neil.
What? They're listening to what?
Fred Neil.
Hmm.
Jo Annette. Yeah, she's grinding. I saw her grinding in the LCs last.
Damn.
Sleepwalk. Santo and Johnny on her Studying As playlist. Okay, we give you a pass.
You are... When Joannette does it, it's legal. When she's allowed to skip.
Elizabeth Foster is listening to One Foot in the Grave by Andy on Discover Weekly. You could discover music on our show.
Yeah, we've been playing some good tunes.
This kid named Xavier is listening to Motor City, Louse the Cat.
Interesting. Not heard of that one.
Did not hear of that one. Actually, this person is my enemy, so I don't want... Not Xavier, but some other person.
That yeah, yeah.
From high school. High school enemy. They were mad that I got at the play. The role they wanted.
Oh. And what play was it?
It was, like, some play. It was, like, The Odyssey, but, like, revamped.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was mad. And I also got into Tufts, which was her first choice. So she was, like, roasting me all the time.
Well.
So we were enemies. But it's fine. We're fine now.
She's dead now, so. What is she listening to beyond the grave?
The Cleaners.
The Cleaners?
From Venus.
Wait, I like that band.
She can have taste.
Yeah. These things are not mutually exclusive.
She wanted, you know, she wanted my school, my part, like, you know, like, she has taste. She wants, maybe she even wanted me. That's the step, you know, like,
homoerotic
enemies.
She really wanted that enemies to lovers arc, but she didn't have enough time to execute it, unfortunately.
Not my trainee listening to Adrian Lenker.
Wait, what song?
Not a lot, Just Forever.
Oh, girl.
Is she going through something?
We're gonna get you out of there. We're gonna get you out of your room. We're gonna get you in front of, like, one of those, like, depression lights.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're gonna get you the help that you need.
I'll text her. You know what? It's not her fault.
Yeah. She's obviously going through something right now and has she don't want to listen to
Megan.
Yeah. I don't think Megan will be helping now.
You know what? When you read into what people are listening to, you grow empathetic and realize not everything is about you.
Yeah, like, that's what we've learned from today's segment, is that people have better things to do.
So if you're listening right now,
We thank you.
We thank you so much. We're so grateful. So Ian, want to pick the song?
Oh yeah, wait, let me see. Ooh, that one.
This one?
Mm-mm, the one above it. This yeah. One? Oh wait, no. You should do Butterflies. It's off of... Yeah. Let's hear it.
Questioning my taste.
No, I just like this song.
Okay.
And that's what I want to hear right now.
I was just coasting, never really going. Staying there, and out of the blue, I fell for you. Now you're lifting me up, instead of holding me down, stealing my heart, instead of stealing my crown. Untangled all the strings around my wings, they were tied. Full of color makes me wonder where you've always been. I was hiding in doubt till you brought me out of my chrysalis. Then I
we're back.
Hello.
Some of you are not back. But we are. This is a reminder that you're listening to Cowboy Cat with Leoni.
And Doopy Time with Ian.
At 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right. Yes, you are.
We have another little PSA because we're such good citizens.
Upstanding, in fact.
If you like what we are doing here. Actually, let me rephrase that. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Yeah. I like how you had to change it because of the implication that people actually don't like what we're doing, which is kind of bizarre to me, because how could you not like what we're doing right now?
My therapist said that I should tone down the narcissism.
Well, my therapist said that I could use some confidence, so...
You know what? We're balancing it out.
Yeah. This is the equilibrium.
My therapist actually did not say that, but...
My therapist also didn't say that. We're lying. We're lying on air right now.
Yeah. My therapist is like, find 5 things that you could see, 4 things that you can hear, 3 things that you could feel, and something about taste.
Yeah.
And smell. You know.
How would you... Okay, so like, if you were doing that, and what if you didn't... What if you couldn't taste anything? Like, how would you taste something, you know, in that moment?
I mean, you don't have to taste something if there's nothing to eat near you.
Yeah.
But it's like a nice thought, you know?
Yeah. What you could be doing.
What you could be doing.
Yeah.
Do
we have time for one more song?
Let's do Cowboy Take Me Away.
Yeah, that's such a good sign-off song. All right.
Signing off.
Thank you guys for listening.
Closer to you. close.